Well, it's finally here. The highly anticipated limited edition Smart Wool and Grateful Dead collection has finally dropped exclusively at smartwool.com.
You may know Smart Wool as the go-to brand for all things merino wool, from socks to base layers. Smart Wool has been keeping people comfortable outside for decades with some of the softest and ethically sourced merino wool out there.
Well, Smart Wool's limited edition collection and collaboration with the Grateful Dead is back by popular demand right in time for the holidays.
From t-shirts and hoodies to beanies and socks, now you can have the next level comfort of Smart Wool with all your favorite iconic Grateful Dead designs. Shop the drop exclusively at smartwool.com and get it before it's gone for good. Gone for good. That's Smart Wool, SMARTWOOL.com. But I do want to make sure I'm layered up because I'm way more of a cold wimp than I
used to be. You know when you're not layered right. Like, you feel it.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I can, make sure you hit me up. I can dial you in. I got all the outer layers. I'll introduce you to all the companies I work with, and we'll get you kitted out for sure.
Nice. Kitted out.
Although my friend Eddie Roberts, he said, because he's recorded there at the studio before, he says, I have one piece of advice. Get you a rabbit fur hat and rake it up. I was like, that's the one thing. Like, sorry, rabbits. But, you know, South Florida boys going to Iceland. That's awesome. A rabbit or two is going to have to die.
Yeah. I know. If you look at how the Russians and all those, like, Siberian people dress, I think they've had it figured out for a while now. But lots of animal fur.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I've still never worn. I should probably try it out. Maybe I'm missing out. I haven't tried the animal fur hat.
Well, I don't know if it's good to sweat in, or probably is. Who knows? In a modern times, I just have to have one from Reykjavik anyway.
Of course. You know?
But I'll check out your hat game that you got going, the high tech hat game too.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That moment before you step on stage, or maybe Chris, the moment before you like drop in on a run or something like that. It's the moment before for me that's always the worst. It's like it's waiting to get blood drawn. It's not the needle.
Yeah.
It's walking into the lab. Like, that part is like the hardest and the worst.
But see, I think that's the part that I'm starting to like figure out. That's what I've got to embrace, because you know, the best soloists are the people that, like, there's that threat of what are they gonna do, and you know that they're not totally sure either, which is why the threat is there.
Yeah.
And that's the cool part. So it's like when you're looking down on this virgin snow, or when you're about to say that first thing to the crowd, like the first sound you're gonna make. You know, and so I'm like, okay, maybe that's where I gotta really, like, just, that's my cliff that I have to jump off.
Yeah.
Like, just because we do it, like, when you're waiting for a baby to be born. I mean, you're waiting for 9 months, and it's like, you know, and it's like the build up is super long. And then right before, that's when I think the DMT gets released.
Yeah.
In your head, and you're like, and then it happens. You're like, oh my goodness, there's something. And you get that all the time.
Yeah, the baby.
Why not a helicopter?
Different story though. My wife ended up having an emergency C-section, and I was not prepared for that. I was like, no one told me that you'd be like seeing intestines and all these things laid out on the table.
Oh my god!
Baby's here, check it out. And I looked, and I was like, oh my god, I'm not prepared for this. But
yeah, but even if it goes perfect, you're not prepared for what you're gonna see. Like, it was like, oh shit, I didn't know I was gonna see that. That's great though. I love it, man. I think we found something very crucial in this episode, man. I'm really glad you came on, because I have to embrace this. I'm starting to see with my children too, because you know, they endanger themselves many times a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, before this fall, I had one slip on.
Yeah, right. Right before the podcast. Right. Yeah.
I mean, man, you get in a car right now. You're endangering yourself. You know, yeah, like it's insane.
So, and I'm like, okay, it's just like stage. It's just like snowboarding, or like, okay, just embrace that they might really mess themselves up right now. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then you'll see them like hit the, you know, the jump shot with no rim, you know, like
progression just happens so fast when they
just, God, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's like, no wonder parents drink so much. Jesus.
I feel so bad for my mom now that I'm like having kids of my own. I was just constantly in the hospital. Dude. At some point, I started taking in my ski pole to have him mold my cast so I could still hold my pole and stuff.
Awesome.
It was bad. It was bad.
That's so great.
Yeah. See, call you and my son really messes up.
All the places that you've traveled and stuff, is there anywhere you haven't been that you're dying to go to?
I mean, I really want to go to Iceland. Actually.
Iceland, yeah.
Iceland, I haven't. I've done a lot of the snow destinations too, and because I'm a surfer and a climber and stuff, there are some different types of trips I would like to take. But at this point, I'm pretty damn fortunate, and I've seen a lot of the world. And even we talked at the start, you know, the South Pole, Antarctica, see the penguins, just see the completely different vibe from the North Pole would be kind of cool too. So
yeah, that's incredible.
As we found out before the episode started, it might make it into the episode since we don't really have a start, but in case it didn't for our viewers, apparently there's no penguins at the North Pole and no, what was it? Polar bears at the South Pole, which I never knew.
Interesting. And I only learned from going there. I went to the North Pole on a sailboat. We actually took our 1-year-old with us on that trip, which was wild.
That's incredible. Yeah. Tell everybody that's listening where they can find all of you, all things, Chris, like your art,
That's a good question. I mean, The Fire on the Mountain, the film I made with the Grateful Dead, is on YouTube for free. And we did a behind the scenes. Mickey actually scored the intro for us. And Bill was a huge Walton, for those who don't know Bill. Bill Walton was a huge proponent of that whole film, and he narrated and gave so much backstory to his relationship with everyone in the band. And so that was on, there was a 60-minute special on ESPN, and I don't know if it's still airing or not, but if you can find that, that's kind of cool to watch. There's a whole how we made the film, and then the film itself is on YouTube, just called Fire on the Mountain. And then I have, you know, I have Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, just Chris Benchetler, just my name. And then I have a website with my art for, I do, you know, limited release clay prints, and I do originals and all that stuff. So I'm out there on the internet, just expressing myself best I can.
Awesome.
You're living
man.
The life, dude.
Yeah,
living
totally.
The life. Look at that smile, folks.
It's possible.
I'm very happy. It is. Yeah. And I mean, I'm wearing a pink hat that I designed with an old Grateful Dead t-shirt artist, Peter Forsyth. My wife just finished she's been battling stage 4 breast cancer, and she just went through all of that. So,
man,
we also started, the reason I'm saying this is I just thought of it. We just started a foundation to give back. And it's funny enough, this whole episode's been about nature, but people that have suffered hardship or loss, we're trying to give them opportunity to come experience nature and the healing properties that it gives. So she lost both her parents to cancer. She's, you know, my dad, we're just too involved in it all. So it felt like time was right to give our network and give our community to other people that may be in need to go dig a hole in the dirt or come skiing or whatever it is, you know.
Thank you for doing that, man. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, people need to see. It's like all the people that follow their dreams and have the smile and are, it's not like there's not challenges.
Oh, but right.
I think when you're facing death constantly, and even like with your wife, like, yeah, she does it for fun, but then now with breast cancer, like, that's real. It makes you live more. Totally. It makes you pursue that smile more.
Yeah. With
more urgency.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We should all have that urgency because we don't know how much time, and we should get to it now. That's right. What this podcast is about. So you're the perfect guy for it, for the podcast.
Yeah, we really. Yeah.
I'll be your guys' spokesperson. I'll be sharing it with everyone I know.
Well, thank you so much,
you're
man.
I mean, it, man. And your wife.
Yeah.
And please give her our regards and be sending her some healing vibes. Absolutely. Although I'm sure she's getting plenty out there in nature, you know?
Yeah. And we would love to throw the link up to the, you know, foundation and anything that we can do to help spread the word on that for sure.
Thank you guys. Yeah. It's all good. We just want to help. If someone that hears this needs us, come find us. It's
right on.
We're here to help, and it's fun. And we'll be coming and sharing some energy with you this summer, Oteil.
Yeah. Hopefully that the COVID policy will be more relaxed. So yeah. I could see Mike. I could see my friends across the country. Totally. Hang out with you together, and Bill Walton, you know, that would be fun, man. For sure.
It's going to be a special summer
on the podcast.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks everyone for listening. See you next time.